Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
A man accused of 4 hit and runs in the Salt Lake Valley will be back in court today.
But this morning, KSL News Radio has obtained exclusive video of another Salt Lake City hit and run, where a woman was hit in the avenues while jogging. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera begins our team coverage.
It was the morning of March 12th when a doorbell cam on T Street catches a white car ramming through trash cans and the woman, flinging her in the air onto the sidewalk lawn. Christian McCray, a neighbor who heard the crash, came running while the driver sped away.
I really immediately knew a hit and run had happened, and I was expecting a dead person. So worried. And I got there and she was not dead, and I was so happy, but it all happened really quick.
This comes following the 4 hit and runs on Fam is being charged for, but Salt Lake PD have yet to confirm a connection. You can see the exclusive footage on KSLNewsRadio.com and our socials. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
As we mentioned, that man is back in court today. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage. Adam?
Tim, Fam will be back in front of a judge regarding a bond, and that judge will not only be looking at his alleged hit and runs, but also a couple other minor offenses. As of today, prosecutors have charged him with 6 counts of attempted murder between 4 different hit and runs in Salt Lake County. The first dates all the way back to August, where he allegedly ran down a woman at 10th West and 5th South. He's also been accused of intentionally hitting a woman in Sandy and 2 women in Sugar House in February. He was arrested 2 days before the most recent one we know of at 6th West and North Temple earlier this month. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A former Idaho governor candidate and activist appears to be hiding out in Utah after he got fined over $50 million in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with details. Peter?
Amanda, Ammon Bundy helped lead 2 massive and armed standoffs with the federal government in the 2010s, and later he stormed the Idaho Capitol in 2020 over state COVID policies. Multiple news outlets reported that he disappeared from Idaho in last year, though, after he received a $50 million fine for harassing a local hospital. Bundy tells the independent investigative firm called Bellingcat that he's not in hiding and peace officers can arrest him at any point. But Bellingcat used clues from his social media videos to locate him in southern Utah. One video included a fringe magnet with the title Iron County Schools, and another shows him driving past a sign that Bellingcat pinpointed on I-15 in southern Utah. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Massive cranes are arriving at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse this morning. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Investigators have been on board dolly surveying the twisted steel encasing the front of the ship. The Coast Guard says they're trying to determine where to cut the bridge. The weight of those beams crashing onto the ship, a major challenge.
There is no timeline on how long it will take to remove the bridge wreckage and get the Baltimore port back open.
2 women pulled over earlier this week in Weber County say they're going to file a complaint with Clinton police this morning over a strange traffic stop. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson explains.
From the time an SUV began following them to the moment lights came on and they were pulled over, Taylor and Virginia say they both felt something was off, telling KSL 5 they don't believe they were adequately shown IDs or badges, and that the reason they were pulled over seemed nitpicky to them.
That we rolled past the stop line before completing our stop at a stop sign.
They say they felt unsafe, worried that 2 men were impersonating police officers. Turns out one of those men is a Clinton police officer assigned to U.S. Marshal duty. One of the fathers of the 2 women has already filed a complaint. Clinton police say they are investigating. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A heads up for downtown Salt Lake City drivers with a construction project getting underway Monday morning. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has details.
Dominion Energy is closing the intersection at South Temple and 2nd South to replace a natural gas line. The closure starts in April and wraps up in mid-May. All traffic lanes will be closed, but right turns only will be allowed for access to businesses and parking garages. Work will take place between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, with weekend work on occasion. Reduce speeds while driving near the work zone. Nearby residents and businesses can expect increased noise, dust, and vibrations.
The closure timeline could change because of the weather.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off without any crashes on the freeways or city streets, at least none reported that are having an impact. I don't see any slow spots yet on dry roads from Ogden to Salt Lake to Provo on the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A coalition of environmental groups is petitioning to save a bird that stops at the Great Salt Lake as it migrates. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Wilson's Fowler Ropes travel from South America, and 60% of them stop at the Great Salt Lake on their way north for breeding season. Scientists say the small migratory bird's fate is intrinsically linked to the health of the Great Salt Lake. A representative from the Center for Biological Diversity told an impassioned crowd at Utah State Capitol Thursday they've submitted a petition to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect Wilson's Fowler Rope under the Endangered Species Act.
The group says the Endangered Species Act has a 99% success rate of saving species from extinction.
The White House says it's getting ready to welcome 40,000 people for its annual Easter egg roll. The egg extravaganza was first held on the lawn in 1878. Guests this year will include thousands of military and veteran families. Members of the general public claim tickets through an online public lottery.
And how about this? A landscaping team at BYU can now call themselves the national champions. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, it's a yearly contest where landscaping students not only compete, but also connect with landscaping professionals. Both I and KSL-TV spoke to students and faculty advisors, and planting landscape professor Phil Allen says this year's event was special for another purpose.
Even more emotional and winning was seeing over 50 past students who are highly successful in the profession of landscape contracting come back and be involved with the event.
Team captains Shelby Monks and Joanna Davis also told me they weren't expecting the team to do as well as they did. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.